Hi guys, welcome back to the Teen Toast Pod. I'm Ellie.
And I'm Lucy, and we're the sister duo you never knew you needed. Cheers to that.
Cheers. Sorry, I went early with my sip.
It's okay. Mine's still a bit too piping hot. I made it just before, so I'm going to sip it in a minute.
Mine's half empty. I needed that. It's when we film in the morning. I need that tea. How
Virtual
are you?
Episode number two. We've not really spoke much this week. No, we literally haven't. So yeah, bank holiday. Really nice and chill. Just me and my man.
That's so nice.
Went on a cute little date night Saturday. We went for food, and then we went to Blue's Kitchen. They've got this new event on a Saturday where they have a house band, and it's called Manchester Got Soul. And they just do like soul classics, like basically what you get at like weddings and stuff. But just the band were really talented.
We should do like that as like a couple's night out. Like me and Richard absolutely adore Blue's Kitchen.
Yeah, it was proper giving like jazz bar, speakeasy vibes. Even the way they were singing, it was just so soulful. And like, I know that's the whole point. It was called Manchester Got Soul, but like Blue's Kitchen as well. It's just that whole vibe, and the lights are really dim, and everyone was just there genuinely for the music to have a good time. So it just felt like a really nice atmosphere.
Yeah, I love it. Every time I've been, I mean, I've not been to the Manchester one, but it just makes you feel good, like the live music and like just the...
Yeah, so we did that. And then apart from that, we've done nothing.
What are you doing today?
Genuinely,
Bank Holiday
just
Monday.
Netflix. Yeah, happy Bank Holiday Monday. We are, well, obviously I've got up early to film this. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to go into town, like Northern Quarter, have a potter about, because we've not been that side of town in a while. And then like go into like a nice, quirky, like independent coffee shop, do some work, because Yannick wants to get some work done. I've got loads of work to do. And then get back, cook, chill, Sunday night vibes, really.
That sounds cute. Yeah. I like that.
What are you doing? What are you up to?
We've got family here. So my niece and nephews, Richard's sister, is here. So we're going to go out. We're going to go to Loverton Hall.
Oh, stunning.
Just have like a nice family day outside. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to it because they live in London.
Is it nice
we don't get to
weather
spend
where you
loads
are?
Of
because
time
it
together.
Looks so grey outside here.
It's sunny, but the trees are like... Whoa.
Yeah, so I feel
so
like maybe
windy.
That's gone over to you overnight, because yesterday we had like blue skies with some like cloud, but it was really windy. I've woke up today and it's just grey.
It's been really windy here yesterday as well, and we were talking about what to do, but we didn't want to go like, because we like we could go to Escape. There's loads to do there, obviously inside, but we just want to be outside with the kids, and they were running around in the garden with the dog
like...
at like 8 o'clock at night last night. They just loved being outside, so we're just going to do that again today.
Yeah, we've just been so lucky with the weather. Now we've actually got some English weather, we're all like, well, what do you do now?
Yeah, I have been cold, so I'm gonna have to put some layers on, because remember yesterday I went out in like shorts and a hoodie, like cycling shorts, and I was like, oh wait, no, we're over this. It's too cold
we're
for that now.
Over this.
Yeah, so nice family few days for me.
Gorgeous. I love it. We're actually going to see each other this week because I have a dentist appointment back home.
I know. I'm really grateful for you to fit me in around your dental schedule.
It's okay.
It's usually around your eye test or your doctor's appointments.
Is anyone else listening moved away from home and not changed their doctors and dentists still?
Oh, that must...
I've not lived at home since I was like 18, on and off.
That's like 10 years and you've not changed anything.
I know. I actually really need to change the doctors because it's stupid I don't have a doctor's near me. But mum was like, just keep the dentist because it's so hard to get a dentist.
It is. So I'm trying to get into...
And you only go once a year.
I'm trying to get into your dentist. Impossible.
I know,
this is a really, really boring story. But did I tell you about when I got a text from the dentist saying there's NHS appointments available? And I called and texted them. The phone lines went... like dead, you couldn't get hold of them. So I called them the next day and they were like, yeah, there was only 500 slots available, and the text went out to 10,000 people.
Wow,
that's how many people are trying to get Anyway,
yeah, that's
very
crazy
boring.
That you
but,
just can't
yeah.
get a dentist.
So
because Silker
you're
even
taking
said,
one of our dental spots.
I've got to keep it. I won't get one in Manchester. Silker. It took Silker like 3 years or something like that to get a dentist in Manchester. Okay, so I wanted to do something a little bit different for our topic of the week this week.
Mm-hmm.
So it's called What's Trending?
Love it. Do you know what? You're so more into like what's not into, just know more about what's going on than I do.
I
feel
am
like
just
I live in my own little
in, like, celebrity pop culture. And I think because my whole job is on TikTok,
yeah.
I am always on the app, like getting sucked into the stories.
You see more.
So I just thought we could talk about some trending topics, our opinions on them. I'm sure our listeners would love to know our juicy opinions.
Yep.
So first of all, I have to start off with JoJo and Chris. Is it a showmance? Is it a romance? What do you think? Did you watch Big Brother?
I didn't watch Big Brother, so I feel like I can't really comment. But commenting from the pictures...
I didn't actually watch Big Brother, but I was sucked into their drama on Big Brother, so I kind of followed that while Big Brother was on.
From what I've seen, I think they look cute.
No, yeah. So me and Sophie were actually texting about this yesterday because we were like, we're so here for it. But
because you guys watched Dance Moms, didn't you? Whereas I never watched it.
The only thing is, he's 33, she's 23, or he's 32, she's 22. There's a 10-year age gap. And, like, there's memes going around. Obviously, like, when Chris was first on Love Island, she was, like, 15 or whatever.
Right.
But obviously, 10 years when you're adults isn't crazy. But I think because she's so young, 20s, it's not like she's 30, he's 40.
Yeah, early 20s is still quite young.
And then, obviously, she's a lesbian.
Well, she's like, obviously bisexual.
So she was out as a lesbian. And then in the Big Brother house, when I think maybe she was a bit confused about her feelings with Chris, or she was just...
Yeah.
The thing is with JoJo as well, like in the Big Brother house, you could tell she was just herself in there. And it was the first time in her life she's not had management cameras. Obviously cameras, because it was...
She's had cameras in her life since she was so young.
People got behind JoJo so much in Big Brother because it was like she was on this like self journey, and in the show she actually said, I don't want to like state anything, but I feel like I'm maybe realizing I'm maybe queer, not a lesbian, or like, so, but she was out as a lesbian. She's only had like female relationships, so it was such a thing of like JoJo Siwa, the people call her like the gay icon of like pop.
Yeah, of course.
So,
but like,
and
that's...
then with Chris Hughes, and people like, it wasn't on my 2025 bingo card. And then like there's a debate like, oh, like Chris Hughes has turned a lesbian, and then people are like, no, Chris Hughes hasn't turned a, like, they just have a connection. And like, obviously,
also,
all of the
so
internet, everyone wants their two.
She's only 22. Everyone's still figuring themselves out. Most people only figure out their like true selves way into their lives.
Yeah.
And then all this like pressure on that she is like obviously an icon of that community, and obviously it's amazing to have someone young to look up to and stuff, but then it's like, well, can I now change my mind because everyone's like wants me to be this thing?
Yeah.
And preferences change all the time.
Yeah, no, exactly. So yeah, my only thing is, I do think the age thing is a bit weird, and I was saying to Sophie yesterday, a bit of me does believe Chris is loving the showman's attention, because JoJo's so famous, and JoJo
and it's
is
kind
like
of what
global.
He knows, right? When he was on Love Island, it's about a showman.
Exactly. So part of me does feel that way, but then, like you say, like when you see them, and if you think about in Big Brother, they are acting exactly how they acted in Big Brother. And I know it was a show and there was cameras, but they didn't know it was going to be received like that. They weren't trying to like get together. I think they've just genuinely found a connection. I think they're so similar and goofy and like extroverted, but really introverted people. And I just think they've connected on similarities that they have. And
but isn't that actually such an amazing thing to
like,
build something off of?
I know.
Like,
so
a
I
genuine
think,
connection that's, like, a friendship and can turn into something. And
I'll be
I
so
think it's
gutted
nice, but I'm, like, fall for everything.
Yeah, I'll be so gutted if I've fallen for it and it was the biggest showmance of the century. But I believe it.
Well, there's often in it. Why would she have a showmance? She's not going to gain anything from that.
Because she's younger. That's what I mean. She would not gain anything, but then she is gaining a UK audience, which I think is something she didn't have.
What does she even need it?
Well, she did have. That's, but I mean, like, a bigger one. But because he flew out to surprise her in Mexico. So they've just been in Mexico, and then basically they've not actually come out and said they're in a relationship, but there's loads of pictures of them.
Mm.
But the Sun and other newspapers have posted now there's a picture of them kissing in the pool that obviously someone's taken and got a huge payout for offers.
Yeah,
so
classic.
Yeah, and then she's just landed in Heathrow yesterday and he was waiting for her with flowers.
Oh, it's sweet. But then also just, like, let them figure it out.
I know. I'm like...
Unless they're doing it for the press. You never know, do you? You never know.
I do think they're playing up to it. And you've also got to remember, which Sophie pointed out to me, like, JoJo is the queen of PR. She's been in this industry and that she knows... They both know what they're doing in terms of, like, letting it roll out. But then if they are actually in a love romance, why not? Because why not drag it out?
I think it's nice. I've decided I think it's nice.
I'm here for it. I would love to know what our listeners think, because it's
just
all over
my TikTok. Yeah, like, if
people have
actually watched it.
Like,
I've actually not watched it all.
It's like, I keep seeing TikToks as, like, who else is in a deep JoJo, like, and Chris thing on TikTok, and I'm like, me.
But she has
just had a new song come out and video, and it's just hit 2 million views on YouTube. And I do just think the timing is so, like, he's getting, like, publicity. Her song's going crazy, and she keeps, like, doing pubs to the song about as though it's about Chris. And
oh, really?
So I do think they are, like, a PR dream, but I do also think...
But also, like, people
a relationship
the
between
why can't
them
they just see
naturally.
If they like each other?
Yeah, I think a relationship, non-sexual, just blossomed, and now they're, like, exploring it. Because the only thing is, as well, like, she's so young and he's not. I know she's, like, mature for her age, and I feel like he's immature, but...
Yeah, they kind of level each other out a bit.
Like,
I think people would probably think
future,
that she's older than 22.
Would that work? Do you know what I mean?
Well, we've got 6 years between me and Richard.
Yeah, I still find that so wild, actually.
You wouldn't
so he's
know,
20,
would you?
You're 20... I can't believe you're 26. I was speaking to Yannick about this yesterday. I was like, I still can't get over the fact that you're 26.
I know, I feel very old.
So how old is he? 32
he's
this 31, year?
He's 31, but he'll be 32 in October. Is that 5.5 years?
Yeah, that just doesn't sound as weird, though.
Yeah, I guess... I mean, it's not as. I guess it's nearly half this thing, but I just think when you get older, like, it, I don't think age matters that much. I do think 22 is probably still quite young. Like, I still feel like a child, never mind when I was 22.
Yeah, but anyway, we'll see how that goes. I just wanted your opinion, so we're here for it.
Yeah,
I love
not?
A love story, so
yeah, we're
sucker
if for
they're
a love
genuinely
story.
In love, I cannot wait to just go on the journey.
Yeah, we're a sucker for a love story. Have you seen Kris Jenner's new face?
Oh my God, I'm obsessed.
Like,
there's nothing that woman can't do successfully.
Oh
my gosh. Every other facelift in Hollywood is like a botched job. She comes looking like she's 25.
She looks fucking incredible. She looks younger than me.
And with the new hair.
Like, she...
Oh.
And, like, all obviously, they've been in the press a lot recently with the trial, and then say Kim with her graduation, which we'll talk about in a second.
I feel like the Kardashians are actually on fire at the moment. Kim's just graduated her law program. Chris's face is stunning. They looked like they had the best time in Paris. Kylie did her first red carpet appearance with Timothy. Then she went on like a summer vacay with her kids and Kendall, and they were just making fun TikToks. Like,
that's
they were making like just
era.
Drunk fun TikToks together, and I was like, oh, they're actually just like best friends and sisters. And then she's literally just the other night celebrated another collaboration launch of her clothing line with a designer.
Yeah, I saw that.
Chloe's just brought out the new season of the podcast. She's brought out Cloud Popcorn. Chloe looks the best she's ever looked.
I mean,
the hair, the body, the muscles. I feel like she's glowing. She's got her perfume podcast, Cloud. I just feel like the Kardashians
right now. All
the
pictures from the graduation were unreal. Oh. Like, it was like, even just like the lighting, the energy, like.
How do they pay for the lighting they get? Because.
I know.
It's sensational.
Everything was unreal at the event.
Yeah. Kylie just literally looks so happy. I just feel like. I know we're not really speaking about Kendall and Courtney, but yeah, great for them too. But they're just all glowing. They're happy. Something's in the water.
I'm so here for it as well. Like, I just love.
I know. And Kim's got a new stylist, and you could, like, her Paris looks, it was just giving 2016 Kim. I absolutely loved.
Incredible.
And I loved her graduation look. It was giving Clueless, but, like, sexy.
Yeah, she nailed it. And, like, no one. No, how old is Kim? Like 42?
43, maybe?
Like, no one would ever, 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 ever say she was that old. Not that that's old.
She's just. I know everyone's going to say, oh, when it's plastic, it's so.
So what? She looks incredible.
She looks fabulous.
And Chris, do you know what? I didn't actually realise how Chris had started to age.
Me neither, until I've seen the before and afters. Yeah. I'm literally like, what? I thought she looked young before.
But she's literally 70 this year.
She's
70. She looked like 50 in Paris. I was literally like wow.
Honestly, I need that facelift.
I think like quite a lot has then like come out, and I've seen a lot about J-Lo and Cameron Diaz and like having work done and stuff. And have you seen Cameron Diaz is like, she's just aging. She's not, have you seen that?
Yeah, but I haven't seen that recently, but I know she just, like, wants to age.
I feel like because the Chris stuff came as being sort of talked about, it, that's then been coming up on my, like, For You page and stuff. And she looks amazing. She looks happy and stuff. But, yeah, Chris is face.
If you can afford the facelift and you want the facelift, go for it. That's one thing I will always love about the Kardashians. They don't hide the fact that they really care about how they look.
Well,
and they'll do anything.
Kylie did weirdly hide her lips for so long.
Yeah,
it's like, honey, we know.
I also think
she was young, though.
She was like a teenager.
Yeah,
and like you are insecure as a teenager, and you don't know how. And like, how do you have big conversations like that when and. Yeah, you're influencing people, but she's like 18. Whereas Kim and Chloe and like they've always been a bit more, but they were like nearly 30 when they got their fame, like late 20s,
and they can like
30s.
Make those decisions without thinking.
17, 18. So I do think, yeah, she hid it, but I don't blame a teenager not knowing what to do.
Yeah, that's fair.
How she is now, she's in her element, she's in her own. I was never a huge Kylie. I always liked her, but I was like, no, I'm Kim. I'm the original, like, Kim, Chloe. I love Kylie at the moment. I love her real TikToks. She just vlogs with us. She just looks so happy. And I don't even
I've
care
always
if
been
it's
a Kylie
all a marketing
gal.
Scheme, but I love it.
Yeah, I'm here for it. Sell to
I'm
me.
So
I'm not,
here
I,
for it.
I'm happy to be influenced.
I'm so happy to be influenced by the Kardashians. Kim Kardashian put that Osama bin Laden documentary on her story saying that it was a good documentary, so now I want to watch it.
Yeah. Anything. Like,
I'm influenced.
Influence me. Honestly. I don't care. But exactly. Yeah, just speaking of her graduation, like, that is actually such boss bitch energy. And people come for her and say that she's done it in a different way or whatever, but people
so
say
so many
it's
people
harder.
Are like, she's not a lawyer. She needs to go pass the bar exam. She's done. Some people do that program. Like, most people do that program full time. She's shot a TV show, a new TV show, been a mum, had businesses, campaign shoots, and still done it.
It's actually incredible. And, like, good for her. Like, you only get one life. Do everything.
Do what you want to do.
Why not do everything?
And she's actually, like, got innocent people out of prison. People hate on her. I just think she's doing a good thing.
Yeah, same. Look, you can't talk bad about Kim to us, guys.
No, never.
I feel like you're giving, like, 2016 Kim right now.
I know. I did think that when I did my hair like this the other day, I was like, oh, I just want extensions back, and then I really would be giving Kim. So yeah. Also, you know, the Chris Brown, obviously.
Oh my gosh.
Arrested, this and that. You know, he was my neighbour. He was at the prison that was like down the road from me.
Oh my gosh. Did you go for visiting hours?
I didn't, no.
So hard, like,
obviously I'm going to the concert and I'm doing Chris Brown concert inspo on my TikTok, and I have had some comments being like, you're supporting a woman abuser, you're supporting an abuser. And me and my friend who were going to the concert were like, look, we feel bad and we don't support his actions. I don't think you should beat someone up. But then obviously, hypocritically, we are going to the concert. But I do love him as a performer and his songs. Yeah. And so
you
it's
obviously just have to separate his performances and his music from who he is as a person, which is, it is quite difficult.
But then I do get the whole thing.
He's
of
genuinely
like
not a
get
nice
away
person.
With, no, and celebrities do get away with things. Like he's managed, because he had 5 million to pay bail. He's got bail, and it does obviously, especially with the Diddy stuff going on at the moment, it does just set the precedent of like we can do what we want.
Yeah, these men
because
can do what they want, and they can pay their way out of it and whatever. But
so I definitely don't agree with it, and it's one of those, and like especially like there's loads of trends on TikTok going around like, oh yeah, we love a toxic man, and like, oh yeah, like beat me up, and I'm just like, no, like we shouldn't be doing this, guys. But
no,
then you
that's
just
disgusting.
Got to...
But I appreciate that if you enjoy his music and his performances and stuff. And you don't, yeah, I don't know. I think that's a tough one. I don't know, don't get me wrong. Like I play him on Spotify regularly. So, yeah. You know, what can you do?
I know. I've also got the Beyonce concert in like 2 weeks.
That is actually really exciting. Do you know what actually is so good? Don't you feel like when we were kids, it's like you had to book concert tickets for like 2-3 years in advance. Whereas actually you've booked this year,
Chris
and
Brown
you go and
Beyonce,
see them.
Even the last time they toured, just dropped it like 2 months before.
I'm
like
here
Chris,
for that.
Beyonce we got earlier in the year, and Chris Brown was earlier in the year, but then
it
some
wasn't
acts,
that long after.
Yeah, some acts still do though, like a year in advance.
Yeah, I think that's.
Oh, and I've booked.
I could be over it by then. Oh, you actually booked it.
Booked.
When do you go? When's that? July.
I go on Mum's birthday.
Oh, that's just so classic you.
So classic me. John's going away on her birthday as well.
Why that always happens. We always... Didn't we go to Mali on her birthday?
Yeah.
Like our first ever girls trip. And there's always, always, always something on Mum's birthday.
I know. She was on the phone the other day and I was like, oh, I've booked her for it. And she was like, oh my God, that's amazing. And I was like, it is on your birthday. And she just was like, honestly, it's fine. Like,
what day is her birthday?
Tuesday. So I'm thinking...
So we'll probably do something the weekend anyway.
I think the Sunday we'll all do something for her birthday.
That's good.
Okay, last thing on what's trending. Obviously, we were speaking about JoJo and Chris.
Yeah.
Liv Atwood at the moment, putting in her 2p, but then also what I wanted to say was the LaBooBoo thing.
The thing
just
is, like,
your opinion on that.
Why not Liv just putting her 2p? I'm here for Liv putting her 2p into anything.
Putting her 2p in. Like, everyone's all over TikTok, like, oh, it's giving jealous. Like, you're married. Why are you still commenting on an ex? Like, it's giving, you're not over it. I'm like, no. And then, because she keeps commenting, which I love it. She adds fuel to the fire. And she's just like, because I know what you don't know. Like, I know what Chris behind cameras. And I think she really is like, no, he's a totally different person, like, behind cameras. And obviously, they were never going to work. They were so different. And I think she's very much over it. She's married and happy, and she is literally thriving. But people are like, oh, she's jealous because she's been the center of attention, and now he's going to be if he gets with JoJo.
She doesn't care. She's just intelligent enough to know that she's now going to get a bit of...
She's so intelligent. And she did a TikTok the other day of, like... The thing is, if I can put my 2p in, I will. And if people get riled up by me putting my 2p in, I'm only going to want to put it in more. She's just an icon. It's like her whole thing. She's only swimming. Like, her whole brand is being opinionated.
It wouldn't be Liv Atwood if she wasn't commenting on this. She's just giving the people what they want.
Exactly. And people just get so into it. And I'm like, she's literally a genius.
Yeah, we do love Liv Atwood as well as Kim.
Yeah,
you can't say anything about these people to us.
Yes, I know. So then the Labubu thing.
Yeah, see, that I draw the line.
No, they're so ugly that I kind of, if I had a smaller one on a keychain, fairs. These big ones, no. I do think they're like crazy.
Fair enough for me. Did you see, I absolutely love Pete Wicks. I don't know if you follow him much, but he was literally like, Liv gave them out as like gifts at her 30th, you know, that big 30th yeah. birthday.
Oh, that
and he was literally, Pete was literally like, why do I want this? Like, what is this crap? And obviously Pete is an icon in himself. But yeah, I am not for those at all. I think they're a waste of money and they're ugly.
Fair. I don't even know how much they are.
Me neither, but I don't think they're cheap.
Let me Google.
Let's Google it.
$150. Collectible ones are $200+.
I think
they're reselling for as high as $700. That is crazy. Yeah,
I think that they're strange.
It's the teeth for me that make them really weird. Anyway, so speaking of that, also trending at the moment on TikTok is like unpopular opinions. So, and Labubu is coming up as like the number one. Like everyone's just like, I don't get it. Why are we being influenced to like these horrible dolls? And jelly cats are coming up as well. So I did like an unpopular opinion video on TikTok. So I just wanted to know what your unpopular opinions are.
Oh, okay. I feel like the thing is, I think especially with like these Labubu things, like I think in the beginning we none of us really liked them. And then actually like 6 months down the line,
I know,
we all get on board, but I don't think I'll ever get on board with them. I've got literally the most random unpopular opinions ever here.
I love so randomness, though.
It's going Let's to be go. Random. Now, right, not that I could afford one and ever would be able to, but I don't like Birkin bags.
Oh, my God, yeah, me neither.
I don't really rate
I think they're so
anything
basic.
From Hermes. Hermes?
Same. But Chriselle said that on Selling Sunset.
Did she?
And then she was saying, and then they were like, yeah, but Hermes is like old money. And she was like, oh, true. I am like new money.
So yeah, she is more new money style.
So, but like Hermes is like old money. It's like people that are like rich buy it. And because it's a sense of like hierarchy. But yeah, I think it's the plainest, most basic brand. And like these Birkin bags. Yeah, like, okay,
the
minis
bags
are cute, but I just love any mini bag. I just think I would rather have a Bottega or a...
I'd rather have a Chanel.
A Miu Miu.
Yeah, I don't think that
Chanel
nice.
Is also a little bit like Hermes for me. Birkin bags for me, though. Like, I think you're just buying it because it's just Chanel. I think a lot of their bags look boring. Not all of them,
no,
but
the
a lot
classic
of their bags.
Flap. I'm so here for the classic flap.
No, I'm not.
And you get it in some cool colours.
Maybe a cool colour.
Holly B Fitness. What's her actual name? I don't know. But she just got, I think it was a blue one.
Oh, wow. She's making money, you know.
Yeah, big time. Don't like them. Think that they're ugly, basically. But I'm not really a bag person in general. I'd rather just carry my things. But I really don't like them. I hate winter.
Oh, yeah. I mean, our podcast listeners know that already. Like, we both
I decided this morning that... So this is part of the actually really unpopular bit. I'm not even that bothered about Christmas. I would rather it be spring, summer all the time and we not even have Christmas. I just don't care.
Fairs.
Next one. People are allowed to make mistakes.
Yeah, so I actually did one of mine.
Did you do something similar?
Was cancel culture. And I was just saying how, yes, people make mistakes, but if someone's being accountable and saying, look, I made a mistake, we don't need to send them death threats and cancel them and ruin their lives.
Like, we're human. Everyone, literally,
and
we're
the thing
here
is,
to
most
live
of the people
and learn.
That are trolling or sending death threats or part of this cancel culture have probably made tons of mistakes. It's just not online.
I know.
And they're probably vile and nasty people.
We're all human. Just let people make mistakes. And yeah, they've got this platform.
I do think the world is becoming...
You have to be this perfect, shiny person if you have a platform nowadays. But sorry, no one is. If someone...
No one.
And you don't have to suddenly hate on everyone that's made tiny mistakes. Not tiny, but like level of mistakes in life. If they've owned it and they're learning from it, then like, cool.
No, I think woke culture's getting too much.
It's too much for me. Like, just let everyone live. Everyone's just trying to do their best, hon.
I know. Then it's the same people that are like cancel culture that are there like, oh, like, talk to someone, like, it's okay not to be okay. But then you're cancelling someone.
And I just feel like these people don't know who they are, so they just...
Because, you know, like, Anna Paul's pretty much trying... Like, people are trying to cancel her because of all the drama she's been in.
Oh, big time. Do you know what? She doesn't come up on my FYP anymore.
No,
I used to watch her all the time. But I'm just like, let her be. She's making loads of money.
When you loved her, you were hyping her up and hyping her up and hyping her up. And then you get annoyed at the person they become.
I know, and these people build them up to be these people, and then they want to tear them down. It's actually really horrible.
That's why, like, I think getting maturing is realizing, like, when you're younger and you think, oh, I want to be famous. Like, the more famous you are, I think, like, the more, like, because people just want to bring you down because people are so miserable with their lives.
I know, it's like, get over it. You've literally got one life. Just live yours. Stay in your lane. My last one is, like, TV is overrated. I don't like TV. I'd rather read a book.
I can't relate with that.
It's so unpopular. Everyone loves TV and film, and I just
especially Brits, like, we love TV.
I just don't. I don't care for any TV shows. Like, I have to really try.
You're crazy.
Like, I really try to get into stuff. Like, we have been watching a few things recently.
Oh no, but something you do love.
What?
Is out on the 5th of June. Ginny and Georgia, season 3.
Oh, is it?
It's 5th of June, baby.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's good. I'll have to watch it. But when I get into these things, I would binge watch them and I'll watch them all. But then, like, I'm just not that bothered. Like, I could go, you know, like, on an evening. Like, I feel like British people love to, like, have their dinner and then sit down and watch TV. Like, I don't do
that.
That
is me and Yannick to a T. Like, we were up till 3 a.m. last night watching a TV series.
Yeah, like, I just don't do that.
Yeah, I can't relate to that.
It's just not for me. I don't know if it's, like, an attention deficit thing.
Maybe. Okay. Speaking of pop culture trending, this week's game, I just wanted to do a little quick fire, true or false, about these celebrities, because...
See, this is fun because I don't know celebrities, so I don't know if I'm going to get this.
And you guys can play along at home. We'll give you the answers.
Yeah, put the answers in the comments.
Number one, Margot Robbie is a trained trapeze performer. True or false?
Oh, could be. She could
true
be, though, could she?
False.
But I go false. False.
That was, in fact, true.
Yeah, I thought she could be, you know.
Margot Robbie is a trained trapeze performer.
That's cool.
Yeah, you know what I thought? Why didn't she
get
the part in...
That's a lot of core. I know.
She should have got the part in Greatest Showman.
Done her own stunts.
Okay. Number two. Tom Cruise...
Yeah, he's an actor, isn't he?
Yes. Divorced all his wives when they were all at the age of 33.
That is savage if he did. What do you mean all his wives? How many wives has he had?
Potentially 3, I think.
I'm going false.
True.
Wow, I hope that's a coincidence.
I think it must be. Because that is crazy. Oh, well, you get 33, there's a cut-off. Yeah. Only date people under 33. crazy behavior. Like, imagine just like out on the scene, and it's like, no, can I have your birth certificate, please?
You know when all these celebrities get married, I'm like, why are you even bothering getting married? Like, imagine going through 3 divorces.
I know, but I think just because they're celebrities, they probably still believe in wanting their fairy tale.
Yeah, but a lot of them get married like really quickly as well.
I do think in celebrity fame culture, you get married so quick, but it's probably like money deals if you're popping off at the moment. Even look at like Love Island relationships. Like, some people make it last a bit longer because they're getting money out of it. So then it's like, oh, well, if you get, you know, and I'm not, and I think there's just pressure because all the fans are like, marry, like, even I'm not a celebrity. I'm not trying to compare myself, but like, people when I was in New York were literally like, oh, Yannick's gonna propose, and I was like, guys, we've been together a year and a half. Like,
I saw Emily, you know, Emily and Cam from Too Hot to Handle.
Too Hot to Handle.
They just been on like a nice trip, and she put like one nice photo on, and everyone straight away is like, as he comes proposing, as he proposed, and it's like, you don't even get any like silent enjoyment for yourself, and you constantly be thinking.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. Yeah, it definitely is sped up in that world. Okay, so next one. Kim Kardashian was once accidentally poisoned by a celebrity chef.
What poison mean? Like, she had food poisoning? Yeah, I think that's true.
False.
Huh.
You've not got a single one right yet, Ellie.
No. So bad.
Okay. Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott have matching butterfly tattoos.
False.
That's true.
Oh, I was going to say true, but I swear I've never seen.
Yeah, no, they do.
I'm really bad at this. I was going to say true. Where's hers?
I don't know.
I'll Google it.
We'll Google. Okay, last one. Meghan Markle.
Come on, I've got to get them all wrong.
Yeah. Meghan Markle used to be a calligrapher. Meghan Markle used to be a calligrapher. Oh, I calligrapher. Can't speak. Meghan Markle used to be a calligrapher for weddings and events. True or false?
They're like amazing writing. I'm saying false.
That is true.
Oh my gosh.
So you got them all wrong.
Welcome to Ellie Knows Nothing.
When I read that, I was like, first?
When she was like 18?
Must have been, because she was an actress.
I would actually like to be able to.
Must have been one of her first jobs. She might not have been the world's best calligrapher. We'll have to try and find some of her work.
I'd love to be able to do it.
No, I know, literally. Finishing off with recommendations. Obviously, we've kind of had like a trending pop culture celebrity week, so I just wanted to know you're allowed a top two if you can't choose one, but your top podcast that a celebrity, so a lot of celebrities are doing their own podcasts now, so like your top podcast that you think a celebrity has like moved into the podcast world really well, and you actually would recommend people to go and listen to it, and they might be thinking, oh, I would never would have thought to go listen to their podcast, but go, hit me.
I think Fern Cotton did really, really well at, like, I mean, she basically reinvented herself into what she is now from, obviously, because she's like a child star. So she's done really well with her celebrity sort of platform and keeping it going, very true to her. So Happy Place, definitely, I would say.
What, can you give a little synopsis of what Happy Place, the vibe is for people?
The vibe is very like talking to other sort of celebrities or like high-end doctors, like that type of thing, about sort of their journeys and, you know, stuff to do with them, basically. She has a lot of good celebrities on, to be fair to her. Her team does well. So it's about people's, like, it's very like mental health led, I would say.
Fairs.
And then a fun one, I would probably say. And you know, I've not listened to it for ages, but I used to be obsessed with the Therapy Crouch, Peter Crouch, and Abby Clancy.
I always see their clips on TikTok and they look funny, but I've never gone and listened to the podcast.
Because he, like, is huge in the podcast industry. He's done really well at sort of sidestepping into that from his football and commentary and all of that.
I think he actually has really a personality. Because he wasn't stereotypically, like, the best-looking footballer. I think he had to have a personality.
Yeah, and they're so, like...
real.
Obviously, like, yeah, they're so real. And, like, they talk about, obviously, their experiences and everything. And it's really, really good. But then, obviously, like, you feel like it's really relatable. But, obviously, like, they live a life. But, yeah, I really like them. I think Abby's really funny as well.
Amazing. I feel like mine, obviously, shock. Khloe Kardashian's.
Yeah.
Khloe in Wonderland. But not because I'm just a Kardashian super fan. She's just literally started the new series and Kourtney's on it. I've not listened to it yet.
Oh, really?
The first episode of her next series is Kourtney. But I was just like, really, I loved the guests she got on.
I think it's quite seamless, to be honest, for her to do. It's not like, oh, why is she doing a podcast? I feel like it makes sense for Khloe to do one.
And I just feel like she had a brain doctor on. She had a grief specialist, a dating specialist. Then she had like the event planner that works for her family. She had her mum. She had her friends. So you kind of get in like just loads of different things and elements. So I do really recommend that. And then... obviously, we kind of spoke last week. Obviously, Paul from Celebs Go Dating.
Yeah, his I mean, that amazing. One is unreal.
But one to watch that I've not actually listened to that I would love our listeners' opinions on if they have. Rochelle Hume's one looks really good because she looks to be getting good people.
She's done quite well in her career, I think.
Yeah, and I think her whole podcast, if I'm right, from the vibe I'm getting, is like women and like boss bitch women. And
love that.
So, and she has a guest on that I just saw getting advertised and I thought, oh, you know what? This might be my first one I listen to because I'd be interested in that. I can't remember who it was. So, yeah, I think...
let us know if you've listened and we'll give it a go.
But yeah.
Fab. Let us know who your celebrity, like, go-to people are as well that you, like, follow and you want to know what they're up to all the time. And...
yeah, who will just influence you forever.
Yeah, basically.
No questions asked. But, yeah, we love you all. Thank you for listening. Make sure you get us on our socials at Tea and Toast Pod. And we are out every Tuesday now at 6 o'clock on Spotify, Apple Podcasts and YouTube.
Yeah, thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.